Hey, listen, it's Apartment 5H. We in the building. Bianca!
Hi!
What's up with you? You good?
I feel like this is more my apartment now, but...
That's fine. Cool. This is all right.
Welcome back.
Can you pay the rent? How
welcome
about that?
Back. Welcome back.
How about rent? That? Pay the rent, baby. How about that, man? K Campus here. What's up, man?
What's up,
how
man?
You feeling?
I can't complain, all man. Right? Grinding, keeping this shit going.
Long time, first off.
Yeah.
Before I get into where you've been, right? I'm mm-hmm. from New York. I'm from up top.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of stuff going on in Atlanta with all these feds and raiding people and, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Let me ask you, how do you feel about these situations? First off, the Young Thug situation. I don't want to be unfamiliar, which I am unfamiliar. What is it called? It's not slime. Is it called slime game?
Yeah, Young Slime.
YSL. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Cool. So let me tell you, right? Yeah. People laugh because we always think that everything is so close, but it's not. So when I use that term, I go to Atlanta and certain things that are Atlanta-based are not New York-based and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm pretty sure you've seen it's a lot of New Yorkers migrated
To the city. Uh-huh.
And a lot of times I laugh because my friends from New York be telling me stuff. I'm like, nah, we don't know nothing about that. How you know? And I'm like, yeah. We live in New York. And I tell them about New York stuff. And yeah. They just like,
right.
And I said, you Atlanta. You're an ATLian. Yeah. So how do you feel, YSL?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that whole situation? Do you feel that that was called for? First off, meaning, do you feel like they were targeted?
Of course. I feel like it was targeted, you know what I'm saying? Like, Thug, you know, is one of the biggest in the game right now, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of respect and power where he from, you know what I'm saying? And I think them folk was just bored and they wanted to fuck with Thug. You see, he got out, so obviously they ain't had shit on my boy, but, you know what I'm saying? I don't really go too deep in the shit. I ain't got no business going.
Understood.
You know what
got
I'm saying?
You,
that shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
The reason why I'm asking, not in specifics, but, sometimes I feel like as being an artist and,
yeah.
and you know, we in some type of synthesis, we're all clumped in it too, because if they do that to them,
yeah,
it could also
sure.
happen to you.
For sure.
So how do you move differently knowing that, you know, that it seems like, you know, now I see that, you know, it might be something toward Little Baby next.
I've seen something like that.
You know, how do you move differently?
How do I move differently? That's a hard question, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just keep quiet, stay to myself.
Did these things happen make you change your ways?
Nah, that was before that. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody got their own campaign and how they run their campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If it's street shit, if it's cool shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just how you run your shit, how loud you is, and how many little niggas you got running around you. That's what really makes shit hot. The young mm-hmm. niggas that, you know what I'm saying, that you got in your circle, in your team, but it's just how you move, bro. You gotta have some type of structure. And you can have the best structure. And just one young nigga can do some bullshit and fuck up the whole operation.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with me, I don't get too much involved with it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I got partners at home, but you know what I'm saying? Like, but
you from Atlanta, everybody got partners.
Yeah, everybody got partners that do something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do something.
Uh-huh.
But it ain't for me to get there and get on, you know what I'm saying? The songs and just tell niggas business. And
Wait, hold on, but do you
think that there could be like a possibility of like an attack on hip hop in Atlanta? And I say that because in the 90s we had the hip hop cops in New York City.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's
it's definitely
like a
an
whole
attack. I feel like they on everybody. They shit, it's a lot of niggas that got locked the fuck up. But they beating it. They out now. So
yeah,
obviously
after they get drained. You know how much
yeah, they
money
get drained,
thug probably
nah,
spent
for sure.
On
they definitely
legal
get
chains?
Drained, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely an attack. I wonder what state is next though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Cause see they been shit.
Is it Texas? I don't know, because I mean, with the Yellow Beezy thing, I mean, that's a whole nother situation, but it's like, they had to have been watching, like, I don't know.
They watching everybody, man. They just bored trying to get something out of somebody.
Even Big U, I mean, obviously that's a totally different situation too, but it's like, y'all must have been watching him.
Yeah, they always
because he's been out for a long time. He's been outside for a long time doing what he does, and now all of a sudden, so it feels like maybe hip-hop cities, I don't know, I don't even want to speak anything into existence, but it feels like each city that
it's
has a big hip-hop scene is being targeted now.
Yeah, you got to stay out of the way, man. Stay out of that bullshit.
Well, that's why I'm asking you, how do you move differently? Because even here in New York, we have like a Chef G, and I'm pretty sure you may not know too much about that. Or about his troubles.
I don't get too tapped
into it. Yeah, but that's why I said when I was doing the comparison with New York and Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too keen into YSL's troubles, but I'm more keen into Chef G's, and it's vice versa, because certain things matter to you because of where you're from. How do you move a little bit differently? I know it's kind of like the same question, but you gotta dodge. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I'm asking you is because there may be an artist watching now and don't know how to move.
Yeah. At the end of the day, man, watch what you say in them raps, bro.
Okay.
Watch what you say in them raps.
Do you think it's fair that
that could be used against you?
Yes.
I don't think it's fair. You know, because you got actors that be shooting folks up, killing folks, and you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. John Wick, all this shit, promoting violence, doing all this shit, and they get paid and get Oscars and shit about it. But hey, man, I make music for the hoes, dog.
Keep me out the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Keep me out the bullshit. I make music for the hoes, and that's it.
Do you consider yourself a legacy act?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Legacy, longevity, all that shit. Legendary. I've been doing this shit. I've been keeping this shit going.
Yes.
How do you continue to, because you have a really like a big core fan base, but you're outside, but not like that, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
for sure.
how do you continue to cultivate your fan base? You have taken a break, you've come back, like, but how do you continue to cultivate that fan base, take a break, and also stay out the way?
Well, I never took a break. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, the politics of the game will make it seem like you took a break, but I never took a break. With me, I was always just hands-on from like Twitter, Instagram, liking shit. Like as far as the fan side of it, just always engaging with them and just touring. I was touring like a motherfucker. Like even when I ain't had no songs on radio, I was still hitting the road touring. So I was building that shit up in the background. But that's really the formula. But now I feel like, how can I say it? I won't say I didn't engage too much. Cause some of my fans getting kind of wicked, they getting kind of loony on me, you know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Like stalker type shit, you know what I'm saying?
You got some bitches stalking you?
I do, some real ones.
Do you killed though. Like you probably knocked them down.
No, I didn't know.
You sure?
I promise.
Keep it real.
I promise.
Tell us, honestly,
I stopped hitting fans a long time ago. Like you don't know who really a fan, but you know what I'm saying? As far as like, oh, I love you. I don't get that deep.
Okay.
That shit gets spooky sometimes.
I agree.
What's the craziest stalking story?
A stalking story?
Yeah.
It's going on right now. That's here.
It's the craziest thing.
I don't want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's going to yourself up.
You feel me? Okay. Like that shit just getting. It's weird though. But yeah. But I got like a 50-year-old stalker right now. Well, I'll tell you one. This is a different stalker. This is another one. It was New Year's. It was like 2 years ago. And we was at the studio, and we ain't really had no plans for New Year's. It was probably like 11 o'clock, you know, 12 o'clock. Everybody want to find a move. So Two Chainz was having like a little party. So we pulled up. Mind you, we ain't put it on the gram or nothing because it was a random move. Like, okay, just gonna pull up on Chainz. So we go to the party and shit. We come back probably like 3:30 in the morning. And
back to the studio.
And I had a little vibe. I told her to pull up on me. I was gonna go to her crib. So I said, pull up. So she comes to the studio. I was drunk, so I said, I'm gonna ride with you. You know what I'm saying? Boom. She picked me up. I leave. One of my partners called my phone, was like, hey, bro, that crazy bitch is in the studio.
In the studio.
And I'm like, how the fuck is she in the studio? I literally just walked out the motherfucker. So while I'm talking, the girl looking at me, she driving, looking at me, she like, I'm like, what you looking like? Why you looking like that? She like, I just let a lady in when I came in, but she was standing by the door and I just let her in. So I'm like, where the fuck did she go when you let her in? So the lady, mind you, she old, bro. Not old, like can't walk old, but she, you know what I'm saying?
50,
So it was so crazy because like, it had to be.
We love videos.
We love them, you know what I'm saying? Not the crazy ones, but we love them. So when I'm coming out the A room, she was coming in and she snuck in the bathroom. So we like, she went in the bathroom and I passed.
So she's a stalker, don't want you to see her?
No, she was just trying to get in that bitch and be discreet. Cause one of my partners said she seen the lady go in there, but when we had the studio, it was motherfuckers in and out that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Understood.
So you really ain't like, you know what I'm saying? So they kicked out the spot and I left my car at the studio. When I got back to my car that next morning, I had a bullet hole in my car. Swear to God.
Wow.
What should we do to these older women? Because, you know, older women, I feel like, are not stalker-ish, right? Like,
what?
They're like, no, to me, to me, to me, to me.
Are you kidding me? I think that's the worst.
This season.
You're bugging.
No, and hear me out. I think because
no, no hearing you.
Listen, you're
wrong.
Stop interrupting me like you do, everybody. I think at a certain age, women don't really have the time.
You're
to
wrong.
Do. I'm telling you from my experience.
Okay, your experience is wrong.
don't tell me my story.
Because you've never been stalked by a 50-year-old.
Not a 50-year-old.
Okay. A woman.
Well, no.
Exactly,
no,
that's what
no,
I'm saying.
That shit
no.
different.
Yeah, older women is more, way more aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
And I got way more story. That's one.
Yeah.
She did like five things. Ain't that right?
Way more aggressive.
What you doing to these women?
I ain't do shit. I guess it's the music. You know what I'm saying?
The music and you somebody talk might, too.
Like a girl, like just recently I had to block somebody the other day. Because, you know, when you like put questions in your story, like ask me questions or, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. the little feature on the shit. I remember I put that shit like a couple months ago. And I kept seeing her like in my shit, just like a random little chick. And I'd be seeing, like I throw parties and shit at the crib. Not at the crib, but like in the city and shit. Mm-hmm. So I used to do like RSVP. I used to throw private parties. I started throwing like private events, like the who's. And I was like, let me open it up to my fan base, start RSVPing and just make this shit lit. So when I started doing that, I started seeing folks from Instagram that be in my DM, like you know what I'm saying? I'd be trying to like act like I don't know about that, you know what I'm saying? So it was just one girl that I just kept seeing, and it's so crazy, because one time I seen her in my gym, my partner, a trainer, and she was working out one day, and in my head, I'm like, how the fuck this bitch get in here? But I, you know what I'm saying? I just try to like just play it off, play it cool. And I done seen her at a couple of my events. So one time, she was leaving like hella like questions, like, because she came on to my party's called Float City. She was like, I seen when you brush by me, when you walk by me, bro. She was like, you try to whisper in my, like she's like saying all type of shit, right? She was like, when we walked past the bathroom together, you tried to come in there with me, like just saying wild shit. And I was like, that bitch tweaking, right? So the other day, it's like 2 weeks ago, she said some wild shit, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, I'm sick of this bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm fed up, you know what I'm saying? I gotta block you now, you just doing too much. So I blocked her. Then my mama sent me a screenshot of it. She saying, yeah, that's why I ain't let your son fuck him, blah, 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 blah. Left her a long ass mess.
To your mom's?
My mama, bro.
Wow. And
she sent it to me.
Did she find your mom? Exactly. You be tagging her and stuff?
Nah, man. My mama popular. She popular in the city. Like, you know what I'm saying? Her name Mama Camp, you know what I'm saying? She been on TV reality show. She popular. But it's just like that type of shit, you know what I'm saying? It be getting weird. So now it's like, okay, cool. Let me stop throwing these public parts. Let me switch my whole shit up, you know what I'm saying? Because they be getting weird, bro.
And it can get dangerous.
And they get dangerous. That's, yeah.
I don't like the people promoting the stalker stuff, man. That is crazy, though.
That shit crazy.
Yeah.
That shit real. Like, my mama had to get a restraining order on some of these bitches. Like, this shit get real.
That's scary. You ever had a stalker?
Plenty.
Yeah, but you hit yours.
That was really good.
I ain't hit mine. I ain't touched mine. I ain't did nothing.
That little giggle. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's crazy, right? So, all right, let me switch gears a little bit, right? So, I see that you turn independent.
Yeah.
What's the difference now of being independent than, and you've been independent for a little bit, a couple years now?
Yeah, like 2 or 3.
Right? Yeah, yep. A couple years now. What is the difference, and do you think it's better or worse? For you, though,
for me, it's better for me.
Better for you because?
First of all, the deal I signed was a great deal with Virgin. I got a major distribution deal, you know what I'm saying, ownership.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Credit line. A large credit line to do what I want to roll out these projects and you know what I'm saying?
So how does that work if you say you signed a deal but you're independent? How does that work?
They distribute my music. Okay. I control the creativity. I control everything else.
The release dates and all that.
The release date. You know, so of course, we got to agree to, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't no like, Camp, you do this. It's like, here go the money, do what you want.
Can you explain the difference? And a lot of times, I feel that artists, and so I guess I want to say me or anything like that, we don't explain to people the difference in detail.
Mm-hmm.
We just give it a wide thing. Yo, I could do whatever I want, blah, blah, blah. And we don't explain. And then that's why we all getting, all artists now get into the same situation.
Yeah.
You know, I made a fucked up deal, da, da, everybody, da, da, da. So now you saying you did a distribution deal with Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail? Do that means I can put out an album whenever I want and give them any song I want, and they just gonna do what I say?
Yeah, I give you a little breakdown. But every deal work different for every artist.
Understood.
You know what I'm saying? Every some shit that might work for
what you negotiate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, I went independent. So my old catalog, Interscope got. You know what I'm saying? I was signed to Interscope since 2014, so I got a percentage of that. But that we ain't talking
so
about that.
So just old songs. I know I'm interrupting you, but I just like to be, you know,
the cutter offs and the countables and all that shit I had out. That's that was through Interscope.
And so now, let's say that song blows up again because you know MC Little Man, you know, that's born today.
Yeah.
Now he makes the remix of it, and now Comfortable. Comes back out. You make nothing off of it. Interscope makes.
They make majority. I
the majority. Okay, cool.
Okay, let me show you. Okay, let me show you something real quick in my email. Something I got yesterday. Just don't say nothing. I'm gonna show you. Don't say nothing. Mm-hmm. All right. So I got this email yesterday. It's Interscope.
Okay. I'm waiting for stuff to load up. Cause this is your
look at
check.
Look at the bottom.
This is your check. Okay. And that's the money that you made.
That's what I get from Interscope. On some quarterly. Okay. From them old songs. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Boom. He gets a substantial amount for some people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know, maybe not for you, I don't know, but substantial amount
nice.
For some people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you're saying the label made more than that.
Of course.
Okay, cool.
My old manager and production company probably made more than that. I know they made more than that.
Okay.
If you need someone to look into that stuff, you know, I got somebody for
me
you.
Me too, but it's the time period, it's expired.
Okay.
Like it's like a time frame where you can audit, you know what I'm saying?
Are you sure about that?
Well,
I'm telling
my situation, because we tried, you know what I'm saying? My lawyer, and we had an auditing person that was like,
I got a good one.
All right, we'll talk.
I got a real good
cool.
one.
All right, we'll talk. Right. But let me go into
that. Let's explain to the youth.
I'm going to the new shit.
Let's have a conversation. We're having a conversation.
I do, but I don't want
anybody
to mess up. You got
some old boxing gloves
in
here? Yeah, I need some gloves.
Yeah, we all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, so this new situation, okay, boom. Negotiated good terms. Okay, so I've been independent since 2022. And I put out Spin the Block EP, I put out Floating London album, the Built Different album I just dropped, all this is independent, you know what I'm saying?
And you just gave it to them, did you?
No.
Okay, cool.
So rewind. So Spin the Block EP, Floating London EP, me and my DJ slash business partner, we have our own distribution company.
What's the DJ name?
DJ Genius.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
We gotta pick up the DJ.
Mixtape Monopoly, shout out my boy.
Hello. You know
so we got our own distribution company. So we built this from the ground up. You know, he the tech guy, so he know about all the, you know what I'm saying, building the tech platforms and shit.
Gotcha.
So we built up a platform where he, you know what I'm saying, I give him more credit because it's actually his company, but we partnering, you know what I'm saying? He got a deal through Fuga. You know what Fuga is, right?
No.
Fuga is what Empire went through. All these distribution companies go through a certain structure to so you able to put out music.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? He had a Fuga deal. So that means you get different type of rates than just putting like, if I'm an independent artist and I'm like, okay, cool, I got a United Masters app or whatever app, I'm gonna upload my shit and that's all you really doing. Unless, you know what I'm saying? Unless somebody is pitching your shit, sending it the editorial, you got a marketing campaign, you know what I'm saying? This shit costs money. So pretty much, he had, you know what I'm saying, a system where I'm putting my albums through his distribution and I'm getting paid directly. And he got editorial pitching, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, independent label services.
Understood.
Boom. You know what I'm saying? So we was running that play for like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he, you know, he get his distribution fee and the rest come to me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a distribution artist agreement. And that's my partner. So we was running that play. And that play's sweet. That's how I even got my deal with Virgin. Because we already had showing income like.
So they saw like, oh, he make a little bit of change.
Yeah,
Fuga
offered me $1 million deal last year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just because they wanted my catalog because it was making money. You know
from
what I'm saying?
From 2022 to present.
You know
understood.
What I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So that's us putting our shit up. Me putting my money up for tours. Me got in, put my money up for radio. Me, you know what I'm saying? Me coming out of my pocket, actually spending and knowing where to put the money to make the assets grow. Boom. So that's the play we was running for the last 2 years. But at the same time, I was tired of spending my own money. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a gamble. You put that money up and you don't know if it's going to come back. You know, if you don't have a single going off a project, you make the most money when you drop. Like, as soon as an album drop, whoever, that's the spike. It's like stocks, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody say something about a stock, it go up, and then eventually it's going to go down. So, you know what I'm saying? Depending on how much you promote and blah, 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 that's how much money you're going to make. So, I was tired of spending my own money. So, I was like, okay, cool. I ain't gonna go into the story of how all this shit goddamn came about, but then I met a dude who was cool with Jacqueline at Virgin. Jacqueline came from Caroline with like Migos and all them when they like took off and all that shit. When all that shit was going on, Jacqueline played a big role. Jacqueline went to Virgin. The guy I knew, named Brian, was cool with Jacqueline. So met her in Nashville at a music biz conference. So I'm gonna explain my deal with them. So 100% ownership of the masters like I've been having, you know what I'm saying? My old catalog, which is Spin the Block EP and Float to London, the ones I had already put out, we moved that catalog to Virgin.
Put it in their system.
Okay. Put it in Virgin system. They get 10% on my old catalog. I get 80. Mm-hmm. New catalog, they get 15.
Okay.
So anything I put out from Built Different, anything I put out, you know what I'm saying?
Who gets the other 10%?
What?
You said they get 80. You get 80, they get 10.
Yeah. I mean, hold on.
You're right.
90, my bad. I'm tripping.
I
was thinking of the new catalog. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, boom. 90, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't graduated high school.
But the guys I got, you know what I'm saying, that got me the deal, they get like a little small percentage. That's why my numbers
are fucked. Okay.
You know, they got like a 5-7%, you know what I'm saying?
Understood.
So, boom. That's that. And the new catalog, it's the same thing. So, ownership of the masters, they get a small percentage. I got a drawdown, a pool fund, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, almost an M, to roll out my projects. Mm-hmm. And how that work is, I don't want to give away all my sauce, but fuck it, somebody got to know, you got to know someday. whatever I use, you know what I'm saying, it recoup, because they monetize my YouTube, and of course my streams, you know what I'm saying, and anything, and publishing, it's all me, merch is all me, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. I can sell $1 million of merch, that shit going straight to me. It's self-explanatory, you know what I'm saying?
Is that beneficial for these distributing companies? Well, because it's like, why would a distributing company do that when, let's say, like a record label makes more money off of the artist? Why would a distributing company say, hey, I'm going to give you more than what I'm making?
You think
when,
more?
When the playing field is... You know,
you think they should take more and like,
I don't say amazing, I think amazing, should, amazing I'm saying, deal. No, I'm saying they think I don't want you to twist my word. Artists, I love you guys. Not saying I think they should take more. What I'm saying is, if the playing field is I can make more, what would entice a distributing company to say, let me make these deals where the artists make more?
In my situation, I already had leverage, bro.
Understood.
I could have kept my shit where it was at and made the same amount of money.
So I just
wanted a big, you know what I'm saying? They get better rates when it comes to streams and, you know what I'm saying? You get, like, if we put the album out by ourselves and I'm just going to make up a number. Say we made 500K just off his streaming rate numbers from his platform. Mm-hmm. We put it through Virgin, which is a major label, and they get a better rate. You know what I'm saying? That 500 might be a 700.
So basically, the music industry is kind of set for the artists not to... get no real, you know, all the money that they deserve unless you do some type of deal with a higher up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It depends on your lawyer and your terms and what you agree to. Because I had a fucked up deal when I first signed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That almost fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? Of course, it was sweet in the beginning. But during the years, you know what I'm saying? That shit kind of, I ain't going to say it backfired, but it was ugly. I had to fight out that bitch. Mm-hmm. And once I got out, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew how I wanted to structure my shit moving forward. And I got that from Master P. I was just watching his YouTube and all these niggas who did that shit before me. I was like, I want that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'ma goddamn build my shit up till when I get to a partner, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And my lawyer goddamn locked that bitch in.
Is there any artist that helped you along the way as far as business-wise?
Business-wise?
Like, say, hey, let me put you on. Let me help you do this. And, you need to do it this way.
I don't know about artists.
Okay.
Not artists. You know what I'm saying? Probably, like, exec and business niggas. You know what I'm saying? Niggas that was in the business space. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you know, watching shit from, like, Jay and all them. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, one-on-one, like, telling me how to... I think Wiz gave me some game one time. We was in L.A. We was working out one time. And he said something. I forgot what it was. It was just, like, I think it was about Torn and shit. Like, you know, he was Torn and all this. So... he put me on some game, but as far as like business, I had to learn that shit myself.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask you, like, if there was a rapper that you followed, like, the blueprint for, you said Master P. Mm-hmm. Why him, Adam? Because there's a couple of rappers that, you know,
it's a few of them.
What was it about Master P that was like, nah, his blueprint?
No Limit Chain, that's why.
Yeah, speaking of, right? Yeah.
You feel me? Master P, just, that nigga had that shit fucked up when he was going. You know what I'm saying? He had that shit fucked up as far as like him as a solo artist, him as a label, deal that he was, you know what I'm saying? He was just everything that just looked like, oh, cause QC. P said, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He looked up to P like they did exactly what P like what Matt P did what P did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like shit, if you see somebody doing it and it's working for them, shit, I'm gonna pay attention to.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna keep that shit going. So that's really how it went down. You know what I'm saying? Just being a student of the game and knowing what I want and just going after this shit.
I don't think Master P gets enough credit for his business
acumen.
He don't.
You know what
I mean? Think so. I think he gets
back then he did. I feel like now, you know what I'm saying, now the new generation really don't know Master P like that.
No, they don't. I think everybody's like, oh, Jay-Z's like, the way I want to be is Jay-Z.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean,
Jay-Z's still in the culture strong with Beyonce. He's still like, you know what I'm saying, in it. Master P, like, he kind of play his own role and don't put out music like that.
Yeah, he's low key.
Yeah, so
do
it's like.
Do you think it's because we live in New York and that's
no,
why?
No, I've been in the music industry for 9 years.
In New York?
Doesn't matter in New York,
because I think in the South, people get granted, you know, after
I think
Master
they
P.
still talk about Jay more than P.
Yeah, okay. They do. No, I've interviewed rappers from the South, the North, the East, the West. Like,
Jay still in it.
It's just Jay-Z's like
Jay still in it. Yeah. He got the biggest artist in the game. His wife is the biggest artist in the game. So it's like, if Master P had one of the biggest R&B females in the game, I think that'd be, we'd be talking about P too.
I was just going to say, maybe it has to do with like the whole power couple
it's
situation.
Beyonce.
You're seen as. The man is seen as stronger because he has a strong woman by his side. You know?
I'm going to let you rock, God. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you rock.
Just saying.
Yeah. Do you have your own studio?
Yeah. It actually recently got closed down. Like probably like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
The studio got closed down?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the stoker?
Not closed down, but I, you know what I'm saying? A new owner came in. He
I said, yo, you got to break out?
He kind of did some fuck shit.
That's unfortunate.
How important is it to have a studio as an artist?
It's very important. You know what I'm saying? Just the collab effort, everybody coming through there. Like Kevin Lyle's been through my spot. Honcho had a release party in there before he popped off. Big Bud, everybody done been through my shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just an atmosphere where it's nothing but creative shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Say I'm in Boosie, everybody came through my shit. Like Boosie came through and do an event. He came through and knocked the verse out.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that nigga every week at the house game, like, Kemp, drop the fucking song. Drop the fucking song. And to be honest, I don't know where the fucking song at. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where it's at. And the song was hard, too, because it was one of my favorites. And I just threw him on there. I was like, fuck it, jump on this bitch. But that's what I miss about the studio, just the vibe. Uh-huh. Just you never know who might come through that bitch. Like, y'all know, remember that baby song we paid? You know, the producer?
Mm-hmm.
Section 8? He started with us.
Oh yeah?
He was in my studio every day. Like young nigga just coming through, cooking up. We let him cook up. We was using his beats to go to my old albums. He was on my albums. My dog, True Story G, started working with her first, but he was in our studio every day. And then he got down, I guess he went to QC shit.
Yeah, I like how it's so good. Got down.
Yeah.
And it got down.
You know what I'm saying?
He went like snow on the
block. Yeah. And he went over there and went crazy and got a deal and got down, you know what I'm saying, turned up. But he was with us every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I liked about it. I always just seen like the next motherfuckers coming through the city and just, it was cool though.
I feel like that kind of happens more in Atlanta than it would like a studio in New York. Because I feel like I've spoken to a lot of artists and you'll hear like stories where I've edited like cover stories and you'll hear like a Gucci man, like all of a sudden you'll hear about the days where it was like a Young Thug that pulled up, Amigos, and it's just like a revolving door of just creativity. Mm-hmm. I feel like that doesn't really happen up here. I feel like you can have a studio.
Small as fuck.
We ain't got no room.
Yeah, two of them on top of each other.
Yeah, that's too small. Yeah. Like, you can't have 20 people in y'all shit.
We ain't got no room.
Yeah, you talk about, I had a studio, I had a party there.
My shit was 5,000 square feet. I had a basketball court in that bitch. Yeah. Event space, podcast room, two rooms, kitchen, strip club.
Yeah,
in the studio?
I had turned up like a whole space. I had a pole in there, pool table, TV. That shit was a little bar. My shit was loaded.
New York, nah.
See, y'all can't do all that. Y'all ain't got no space for that. Yeah. So that's why like my shit was like, niggas wanted to come because like
you got a strip club in the studio. Of course, I want to go. Damn, I'm mad you closed down.
I'm mad I closed down. That
damn,
yeah, that bit turned.
Wow.
We just came up on Nipsey's anniversary. Rest in peace. And I came across something that said that you had like a relationship with him. So and he always like dropped mad gems. Like he was really wise. So what would you say was like the biggest gem that he dropped with you?
When I first got in the studio with Nip, shout out Drummer had linked me with Nip. I was in LA and he had told me to come to the studio with Nip. But this when I was young and I really ain't know shit. I just wanted to rap, you know what I'm saying? Fuck on shit and drink, smoke, you know what I'm saying? Just young nigga shit, you feel me? I remember I recorded a song. It was Between Us. In my opinion, one of the hardest, like Nip, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of classic shit, but Between Us is crazy. He had a whiteboard. First, he had a hella books. And this is before I even got on books, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know what I'm saying, I'm way more wiser and shit, but my boy had books, he had a whiteboard, and it said wants and needs, and I was just reading and shit, and I was like, okay. Not really processing it, but like, damn, this nigga, in my head, like, this nigga smart as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, this smart-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, and seeing that, and then just seeing like, what he transitioned to, as far as like the game and where his mind was at, it all made sense, you know what I'm saying? He knew what he wanted, he knew what he was doing. He was a good nigga, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the game is crazy.
Right.
Gang get treacherous sometimes.
So would you say that you learned the difference between a want and a need?
For sure.
Because at a young age, right, we think everything is a need.
Hell yeah, you think everything a need. And after I read that white boy, I still was fucking my money up. You know what I'm saying? I still was blowing my shit till I got got to the point where, you know what I'm saying, like I had to make a decision. You know, I had to tighten up on my business. You know what I'm saying? It was just a moment. I remember that moment was like 2017. It was just like one of the moments where me and my mama had a real deal conversation about if I kept some shit up, it was gonna get ugly. You know what I'm saying? And I had to tighten up. And that's when I took my business serious. That's when I started putting these plans together. That's when I started, like, all right, I'm about to do this. I'm about to learn this, learn about credit, start leveraging my shit, get all my shit together. My credit score was a 400. My shit was some bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I tightened up, found me a credit nigga. Boosted my, you know what I'm saying? It was like steps. It took years to get all this shit prepped, right. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? Like 5 years later, now I'm here just on top of my shit. And people always want to figure out how I'm doing what I'm doing. I took the time and learned the shit. Because if I would have kept doing the shit I was doing, I wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I'd be somewhere fucked up right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the artists that be on their shit and they want to learn shit. Like Russell be on that, Lil Russell. He be preaching game and shit, like Russ, all these Russes and shit. But shout out to the artists that be on their shit. When you independent, you gotta be on your shit though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, ain't no choice. Like, ain't nobody babysitting you. You the one gotta make the calls and the decisions. You gotta spend the money. So you wanna know where that money going and if that money making you more money. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about the young Scooter situation?
That shit fucked up. I was at the
Do you believe what they,
I don't know. Okay. I don't know yet. You know what I'm saying? I can't even speak on that, but that shit was fucked up. I ain't even had no relationship with Scooter, but I fuck with Scooter, Scooter Music.
The music.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? My mama and future mama like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit unfortunate, bro. You know, and it was his birthday, so that shit extra unfortunate, man. Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Scooter, man, but I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm.
How do you know? I do have a lot of New York viewers. How influential was Scooter in the Atlanta or the Southern market?
He had his own way, the whole Free Bang Gang. You know what I'm saying? Future, all of them, they had their own, you know what I'm saying? They come from their side and they had their shit on lock. You know what I'm saying? It's Future. Future, one of the biggest artists in the game. So his influence alone just, and that's his partner. So he gonna have the same amount of influence in his hood. You know what I'm saying? They gonna respect him just like they respect Future. And, like I said, bro, it's unfortunate, dog. That shit lame as hell to me, but, you know, long live Scooter, man.
How do you feel about Atlanta current day? I want to use, like, 2020 and on, because I feel like it's a whole bunch of out-of-towners that are here. Mm-hmm. You know, so before it used to be, in Atlanta. I go to Atlanta and... You know, I'm in a club. You're not from Atlanta, make noise. And it's like 80% of the people are not from Atlanta. Even if I'm
like
in
our basketball game,
even if
shit.
I'm in East Atlanta, still the same. Like, I just came here, got the hell. You know what I'm saying? So I got the hell, just got here. You know, I'm from Chicago, got the hell. You know. So how do you feel? You from Georgia? How do you feel about the people? You know, or the people from other states migrating to Atlanta?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Like, what do they? I'm gonna tell them nigga to go home.
When I go there, they always tell me, yo, Atlanta people, you know, people, true Atlanta people, be like, yo.
Yeah, niggas in the city don't be, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They don't like it, you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm the same nigga that moved to LA and stayed in LA. I'm the same nigga that moved into Miami.
Do you feel like it messed up the authentic culture of Georgia?
Probably.
Okay. Probably. Because I'm going there, they got chopped cheese things, and I'm like,
no, they don't.
I ain't never seen no chopped cheese.
What?
They got like Philly cheese steaks and shit. The no, same well, shit, see, right?
No, that's different. No,
I know what chopped cheese is, okay, but you know, Philly, you must chopped cheese.
If you're saying it's like no, the same thing, you must go.
What's in
the Don't have them kill you.
What's in a Philly? What's in a Philly? We can talk about
Philly that. Philly is a cheese steak.
It's like New York
is chopped cheese.
What's in the bread?
Pieces of beef paws. But it's like pieces of like shredded, not shredded, but it's like thinly cut beef.
Yeah, like a steakum.
Yeah, like a steakum, yes.
Yeah, we got that in the city. Same thing they put in the Philly.
Chopped cheese is chopped.
No, it's not the same. But I can't speak about Philly because I'm not from Philly. Chopped cheese is a New York thing.
I love chopped cheese.
Which one is better?
I don't eat red meat no more.
But when I did,
I like chopped cheese more than I like a Philly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like cheese steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But man, it's bread and beef.
So I'm just saying.
Basically.
But you would say that for being from Atlanta. Dog. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, like to me, like you eat peach lemonade. I mean, peach iced tea. Like, yo, my nigga, that's just iced tea with peaches and shit.
Yeah, it's all the same shit, bro. Like, all that shit is the same shit, bro. I used to fuck steakums up when I was in high school.
But it does hit differently.
Please don't say a steakum and a Philly cheese stick is too different.
What color the steakum box is, but y'all know.
Red.
Yeah.
But let me say this. I'm not from Philly, so I can't speak.
So y'all don't claim Philly because it's a Philly cheese steak.
No, a cheese steak, it's called a cheese steak. That's what it's
called.
No
Philly.
It's called a cheese steak.
So who put Philly on cheese steak?
Because cheese steaks is primarily, I don't know if it was made or invented in Philly, but so now we say, you know, all right, so an example, peaches wasn't made in fucking Georgia, but they say Georgia peach. You understand what I'm saying?
What peaches was made?
Peaches was made in the country, move.
Yeah, but I think it's like the biggest export, isn't it?
What, Philly cheesesteak?
No, peaches.
Yeah, but it wasn't fucking invented in Georgia, but you call it Georgia peach.
I don't know where the fuck peaches was made.
Yeah, good.
So why y'all don't say New York chopped cheese?
They do kind of say that.
They don't say New York chopped cheese. They do say chopped cheese.
If somebody from out of town, they say, yo, I want to get a New York chopped cheese.
Who said that?
Anybody from out of town. You just not from out of town.
You guys ever heard that before?
I ain't never heard that.
Thank you. I'm not bugging out.
So if you want a wings, hey, I want some Atlanta wings.
No, you say you want buffalo wings. That's what you say.
Buffalo, New York?
No, but bro, the difference is I hate that. I love you upstate, but a lot of times we kind of separate, New York City separates themselves from Buffalo.
Because I got locked up in Buffalo.
That's like 8 hours from here, though.
Yeah, I don't like Buffalo.
You know, and that's near Canada.
Mm-hmm. I got locked up on the border, yeah.
You got locked up in the border. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
That sounds scary.
It was.
What did it say? Peaches.
It was scary, but shit.
Was anything with a border is scary to me, especially with you know who in office. Mm-hmm. It says that the peach first made its way to the U.S. in the 1500s from China.
Mm. So how can it be Georgia peach?
But wait,
right?
I'm not done yet.
The China peach.
But it was introduced to St. Simon's and the Cumberland Islands along Georgia's coast in 1571.
Oh, that's enough time to be a Georgia peach. That's 1500, dog.
We're going to have to give it to y'all.
That's yours.
We got and they're delicious.
Let me switch gears, right? I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to think about it. Right. Can you actively date while still fucking an ex?
Actively date while still fucking an ex?
Yeah, because I feel... Look,
what, don't, so, don't we
like,
all
duh?
Do that?
No, but some people don't, right? So
he needs help? What's going on in your life?
No, nothing's going on in my life, right? Because I guess you're saying that, right? And I've started to learn that women, and I was surprised. I thought men was the one that... And I've learned women, they like familiar penis.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I didn't know that, you know, you could date somebody else... You know, you could go on a date with a guy and then you still smashing your ex. And to me, I never want to be that meatball. I'm not taking
what
you out.
Mean?
Listen what I'm saying. I'm taking you out, right? We go somewhere, then you say, oh, I'm tired. And then when you hang up the, you know, when I drop you off or something, then.
You're getting smashed
then,
on.
Yeah, then somebody else comes smashing. Okay, I took you out
but,
and all that. And you
but
just,
maybe so
you
because just, this you person just, is dating to see who is the person that she's going to stop fucking her ex for.
I got that part. But now I done took you out, right? I took you out. I spent whatever I spent. And now the dude was just laying in the crib watching Raising Canaan or something.
She ordered it to go and took it to her.
No, that's different. That's crazy. I think it's how you do it. If you're taking a to-go box for this man, yeah, that's disrespectful.
No, he just said to-go box.
So you're saying if you spend money on dinner, like you automatically supposed to sleep with that person?
That's not what I said.
Okay, so where did that compute in your head?
Me,
but let me finish, because you're saying, oh, if I spend money and I took you out and you're still fucking your ex, you're doing that to get to know that person.
You went and go smash somebody that was sitting watching Raising Canaan.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You ain't got no control over that. I don't even think that deep.
I have to, because I don't know how would you feel. I feel like a meatball.
That's because it's an Aquarius.
We done went somewhere. Show. I done took you out. We done went out.
You must have spent too much money on her.
Too much is more than a dollar. That's too much.
You gotta understand, he's cheap.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't cheap. I like to have fun, but I ain't about to be on a trick shit like I'm.
Exactly.
I'm outside just doing all the talking shit. No, you about to go fuck on.
Can't camp for everybody.
I ain't on no weird shit.
No, it depends on the quality of woman, right? Like, it depends. No.
I like fun shit though. I ain't gonna lie. I like fun shit.
I agree.
Like, you're a decent woman, and when you talk on the phone, you like, you know what? I like her vibe. I want to get to know her in person. And I'm cool with that part.
But what I'm saying to you is, that's why I'm asking, can you actively date by smashing an ex? Is like, hey,
yeah, you can.
Again, primarily the man.
But it's an ex though. It ain't your girl.
No, listen to what I'm saying to you.
He's
right?
talking about the girl. So a girl. I'm talking from the girl point of view. But in order to
get
her,
I'll ask you on your point of view. But
ex.
I already know men probably do that. We don't really do that. One by one.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all fucking a current girl when you taking a bitch out on a date. That's right. Y'all not doing that. Y'all doing worse.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, hey, boo. Hey, babe. Right, but what I'm saying.
Everyone but K-Camp is doing
it. What I'm saying to you is, right? So you acting like, for what I've learned is, I didn't know that women do this very much often, yeah. Which I was super surprised. It's like, oh, let's say, you know, anybody, you went out, you went to, I'm trying to think of some spots in Atlanta. I forgot the spots.
Cheetah
I didn't know.
Or something, like,
you know, just anywhere in Atlanta. Yeah. You took her to goddamn, you know what I'm saying? So you know, goddamn went to Toast. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Goddamn went to goddamn.
You know, whatever, right? So we took her out, and then, you know, it's like 12 o'clock. She's like, oh, I'm tired. I'm going to just, you know, go in. Then you drop her off, and you drive it home. And you're like, all right, it went well. Maybe next time, you know, I'll spend a little bit more time with her. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, once you drop her off, she texts in the ex, like, hey, what you doing? Or he may came over or it Ubered her, or she drove to his house, and he's smashing it, knocking it down. And now you like the meatball. Because you don't wind and dine her, you don't sauce her up for the next man.
I'm too player for that. I ain't how my shit be going.
You don't know that though, cause she told you she was tired.
I ain't ever bowed out with a chick and she's my, I'm tired, I wanna go home. No, she wanna stay.
Oh, excuse me. That's why he got them stalkers, hello.
Come on, man. Do not finesse me. No, the New Yorkers out here.
I ain't never just had like
K-Camp.
Then bowed out, got drunk as hell, and then I'm tired, can you take me home? What?
And your whole life. Don't do that. Come on, God.
Bro.
Yo, God, you are not 100% from the line.
No, I ain't 100%.
Okay,
of course
come
not.
On, God.
I'm 99.
99.9.
What are you doing? Before I had bread, I was striking shit.
Yeah.
I'm striking shit, dog. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going out like little peewee. This shit for real, guys.
Yeah.
You awesome. This shit for real. I ain't, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
I think
I'm in a relationship.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, me.
I think that happens because women, right? Like, some women don't want to continue to collect a body count, right?
Yeah.
But they're getting to know someone. They want to move on, but they may have the emergency break open glass.
No, but you
already know
you
what the girl wants before you even take her out, though.
I'm confused. What you mean? You think she's going to tell you I'm still smashing my ex?
Nah, she ain't never going to tell you
that.
Okay,
so I'm confused.
Like, that's inevitable. Like, whatever. I don't give a damn about that. Okay. You smashing your ex, you smash your ex. I'm smashing too. We both.
Okay.
We both slapping that shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But what I was about to say, I lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
Because you was interrupting. He was going to say something.
I didn't interrupt. You interrupted.
Damn, what the fuck I was about to say.
Yeah, you did.
I lost it.
No. You said something about you don't care if she's fucking her ex, right? How long are you talking to her before you take her on a date?
Oh,
okay.
See, the thing is, if you showing the girl more, like if you showing you want her more than she wants you, yeah, you gonna have to. She gonna tell you she's sleepy and want to go home. Like if you pressing, like when you like a girl more than she like you,
okay,
she gonna take advantage of you.
That's not true. Not all the time.
Not all the time.
No, it depends on the actual woman.
I like she like me more. She want to hang with me more than I want to hang with her.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about
everybody ain't like that, though. You know, everybody ain't got the game.
My granddad's a real pimp.
Okay, cool.
This shit real. Not like, pimp. Yeah, this shit.
You got a story,
in the blood. You know what I'm saying? In my blood. You heard? But no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just different. I'm just, you know, like, I don't know. I understand women, too. Like,
would you,
I grew up with my mom and my sister.
If you
I know
found
women.
Out, would you be upset if you found out you were courting a girl, right? And mm-hmm. she still, you know, while you were courting her, let's say you met her April. And, you know, y'all went out 2-3 times. But then, you know, 2-3 times y'all went out, she still was smashing her ex. Would you be upset?
But that's in the beginning.
It depends if I like. Like, I didn't have a situation where I wanted something. And, you know what I'm saying, it don't go all the way where I wanted it to go, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't like I didn't took her out, did this, and she kind of like, it was like I had an incident, like probably like 2 years ago, some shit I wanted bad, like, mm-hmm. I liked her more than, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, it was like, okay, cool, but I had shit going on, but I was like, I just, you know, I pulled up to a job, you know what I'm saying? Got a drink, took shots, you know, this is like that type of shit, like, I'm gonna come to your job, fuck with you, take some shots, you know what I'm saying?
And you was a customer.
I was a customer.
Yeah, okay, cool. Uh-huh. We open you know customers.
So
okay.
I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, go uh-huh. further, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Understood.
But the text ain't really, it ain't really, it's like, she text late, I text late. You know, the conversation ain't fluent. You know when you yeah. got that fluent okay, text yeah. or somebody, you're uh-huh. like, oh yeah, we vibing. Okay. If you got that text like, what you doing? I'm like, what you doing later? It's like, what you doing? I like, what you doing that shit?
That's boring.
It's boring as hell. Yeah. So it wasn't going nowhere. And then, you know what I'm saying, come to find out, she already had it. She I don't know if she had a nigga, but she had somebody already. And they popped out. Like, I ain't gonna tell you the name. Like, it was a big pop out. Like, okay. when I seen it, I was like, oh, that's why.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, those type of situations, but not me, like, taking her out, doing this, going like, then she dissing me, like, nah, I ain't
well,
never.
I didn't say dissing.
Not dissing, right? But like, because it don't work out in your favor.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Because, see, I guess you didn't understand that somebody else watching may not understand. And she said something important. She said that, you know, some women or most women want the familiar pee-pee.
I didn't say that. I said they don't want to accumulate a body count.
Or a body count. Same thing. That's the familiar pee-pee, right? So now, what I'm saying to you is now you chose to go out with somebody. Mm-hmm. Whatever you really want, whatever you went out. I'm pretty sure you go out or that you did before babe. You know what I'm saying? You went out, right?
Yeah.
So would you be upset? Now, you took her out. You know, I don't know what your limit is. I don't know if it's like, yo, if I don't smash on the first date, mm-hmm. I ain't rocking with her.
Nah, I give grace.
Okay, cool. I like that.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, I give grace.
I like that. So
that's how I get my shit. I don't press it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All
right. Well, you are a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
That works sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You
know, I'm shooting okay. like Steph.
So let's say 3 dates.
Okay.
But in those 3 dates, you find out that, you know, she was still, you know, engaging in sexual relationships with her ex.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be upset?
I wouldn't, bro.
You would not? Okay, cool.
I wouldn't.
And why not?
I don't care that much.
Okay. But you don't care that you was taking her out and doing all those things?
Like I say, I like fun shit. If we having fun, we having fun.
Okay.
I love memories, because what I'm going to do is take that experience and go make $500,000 by rapping the bitch, and you know what I'm saying, and dropping music.
Okay.
Mm. Everything got a plot twist to it.
Mm. You just gotta work harder. That way she can stop fucking her ex. That'd be game. Because
everything gonna be a song. You feel me?
Art imitates life. Mm-hmm.
That's why people relate to me so.
Okay,
I'm spitting that shit that's going
valid.
On.
Okay. That's valid.
I'm about to write that verse.
That's very valid.
Okay.
You just gotta step your game up and make her like you more.
I didn't, listen again. I didn't say I had that issue.
I'm just saying it sounds very specific.
No, it does not. I'm just asking his train of thoughts. Okay. I am too.
I
like
doubt you.
You
got having a problem. You too player for that, man.
Yeah, see,
you've been around this shit a long time, man. Come on, I know you ain't going out like that.
Same thing like him. Instead of he writing the verse, I use it as a topic.
You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Hello.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, let's get to the formalities out.
Oh, was one of your friends? No, I'm just joking. Go on.
No. The new project you have out.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Built different. You know what I'm saying? Just another masterpiece to my catalog, to my legacy. You know what I'm saying? 15-piece. There's a whole bunch of bops on there. You know what I'm saying? This shit don't stop. I live in the studio, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a rinse and repeat process with me at this point. Record, run around, you know what I'm saying, do the interviews, go tour, go home, record, interviews, tour, go home, you know what I'm saying?
But so tell us about the name, Built Differently, like what is the meaning behind it?
The meaning is just everything I went through, you know what I'm saying, how I structured my whole situation, how I got out the majors and was successful independently and running my whole operation and everything I just overcame in my life, you know what I'm saying, from personal to professional, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I'm built different. Like my label is Rare Sound. You know what I'm saying? Because we used to call ourselves Slum Lords back in the day. We had the Slum Anthem and all that shit. When we were doing all that shit, we were slums. And it was just like, just young nigga shit, fucking, drinking. That was the definition of slum. Just wild. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like we needed to change the brand. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was getting older. And, you know, women don't like that childish ass shit. You know what I'm saying? You start dealing with different type of women. They're like, boy, you lame as hell. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to change the brand. And I went with Rare, and I, you know what I'm saying, formed a label with Rare Sound, and, you know what I'm saying, Rare, Built Different, all this shit, it mean the same shit. So I just wanted the folks to just understand that I was built different. I just named it Built Different and just put 15.
How did you hook
together.
Up with Sleazy World Go?
How the hell I met Sleazy?
He's been in my apartment, Paul.
Yeah. Yikes.
He was here.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, he was here just in case. So it wasn't a, you know.
So stupid.
Just saying, you know, we had a female.
Yeah. What's up? I think I met Sleazy. It had to be on the internet, because he had invited me to Kansas City. He had like a little concert in Kansas City, sold it out. He, you know, so I popped out on him. He was in the city one day, and I told him to put us in the studio, and we did like two. And I had dropped one on my last project, and I had another one. I just put that bitch out. You know, I just had an extra feature.
Do you feel it's difficult to do shows? I'm going to give you an example. Jim Jones is here.
I got your jacket from Jim last night.
Okay. I'm glad he gave you a jacket. He didn't give me nothing.
I had to get it. I walked to the whip.
Okay. So, Jim is a great friend of mine. Yeah. And a lot of times, I pity him when it comes to doing shows. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like he's an artist that when you do a show, it's like, damn, you don't know what type of crowd you're going to get because, like you said, you're a legacy artist. But then are they coming for your new stuff or are they coming for your old stuff? So how do you gear your shows?
It depends on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to do a mix of everything. You know what I'm saying? Of course, as an artist, when you drop an album, you just want to do all your new shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people that, see, with me, it's kind of different because when I dropped Lottery, it opened up a whole new portal of a new generation. Mm-hmm. So anything after Lottery, that's what the new fans want to hear. You know
so that's why I'm asking, how do you plan a show?
I just put all my bops, you know what I'm saying? I either throw like three or four in there, like some classy ones, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I end the show with, you know what I'm saying, with the ones I know everybody gonna go out to, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But I curate it real well. You gotta come on to my show, this shit a vibe. Like I make my shows like how I create my albums, my track list. It's like all the way through, it's just, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna feel it. And that's pause. But, and I just pull songs from every project.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The best songs that I know are going to get the best reaction. I'm not going to pull like a deep, 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 deep cut that I know if I perform, I'm going to feel awkward on stage doing that motherfucker. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like it's different. If I'm touring, I'm doing songs for my fans, I can do deep cuts and they're going to react just as much as they do the big ones. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing like summer jams and shit like that, I'm going to do my biggest songs.
Okay.
And I might throw, you know what I'm saying, some new shit in there.
We do powerhouses over here.
You know what I'm saying? I throw a new one in, but like for like 30 seconds, you know what I'm saying? One thing, it made me nervous when I do new shit.
Okay.
Especially if somebody don't really know it. Because mm-hmm. I ain't about to just jump, stop, break my leg to make you believe this shit hard. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't about to just go too crazy. Like, so it's give or take, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to just throw them bops in there. Just.
But is it hard to, and again, I'm looking at the minds of Jim because he has, obviously, I think, and I'm using him as an example. We all know Ballin'. So young to what you go, but he also has like the songs that I think that someone that would be 35 and older knows, mm-hmm. but 35 and younger don't. Mm-hmm. But they know his new songs. Like I'm using a song, We Set the Trends,
Harlem.
But mm-hmm. he got a song called Harlem that's very popular. And you know, I don't think that somebody that's older than 35 is really coming to see him perform Harlem. They want him to perform those classics,
yeah.
but and vice versa, someone that's younger than 35, mm-hmm. you know, they just want to hear the new bops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said it right, bops?
Yes, yeah. You said
bops.
It right.
Bops. Yep. Slaps, bops.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's why I'm asking, and maybe you never even thought of that, like, oh, and when I use the word shows, I think in New York, we don't really have too many venues that somebody can do a full show, and I think that's the difference with Atlanta and New York, whereas, you know, in New York, you do a 10 minutes, so you do three songs, and
yeah.
and that's it.
Yeah.
New York is cheap. You're not paying nobody 10, 15 grand to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like...
Yeah, I definitely don't.
1,000%.
Yeah, I definitely
You understand?
Don't.
So I'm all, yo, 10 grand. Like, all right, we're going to see you later. You understand what I'm saying?
That's fucked up.
Yeah. And I promise you, and that sounds like, you know, not here.
Yeah. Miami like that too, though.
Yeah, well, Miami, I think LA.
LA kind of like that too. Yeah.
Not to give you 10 grand to do it. Anything.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Artists, please stop asking for these, you know.
I'm going to steal ass. Don't give them.
Not in New York.
I'm going to steal ass. I ain't coming.
Not in NY.
I can't have nigga bait me with no bottles and shit no more. I'm like, bottles? What?
That's the offer.
Yeah. I'm sick of that.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, that's the offer.
I know it is.
Table
I
done
heard it 1,000 times. Like, hell no. Nah. Got me fucked up. I'll stay my ass right here and make that shit sitting on my ass, bro.
God. But, all right, so I'm getting another question. Do you feel that it could also be, you know, good for you because now that there's a whole new era of people that could be familiar with K-Camp in those markets? Is that more important, your integrity of your booking or the promotion of what you got going on?
I ain't gonna lie, I understand that question.
That's fine. All right, so now I'm let's use Miami.
Okay, cool.
Right? Miami, K-Camp is in Miami.
Okay.
Right? Because I think it's a difference if you fly in somewhere or whatever. K-Camp is in Miami. Liv says... K-Camp, I want you to come. K-Camp booking fee is 40 grand. I don't know how much your booking fee is. 52 grand, right? The $2,000 is for expenses, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And Liv, or the promoter Liv, the owner, whoever, says, I don't have 50 grand, but I'll give you 5 bottles and a table. But it's going to be packed. Which one do you feel as for you or for an artist is more important? The
money or the look?
The money or the look.
With me, because I feel like I done been there. It's been a long time a nigga didn't offer like bottles on the table with no money. Like, you got to...
Okay.
You got to put a 5 or something. Like, if you're going to offer Liv, everybody going to be there. At least give me a 5, 25, okay. 100, something. You know what I'm saying? Give me some work with me. But it depends on my vibe, though. Like, if... Me, mainly, I do that if I'm with the guys, we got the vibes, and 9 times out of 10, it's the vibes that want to pop out. What we doing?
Okay, uh-huh.
Hey, buddy, still trying to get at that table with them bottles.
But I'm saying, with promotion, though.
Yeah, that's
okay,
cool.
Okay.
Then I'm like, all right, cool, let's go fuck off, and let's go just have some fun.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? At that point, it ain't really about the money and the performance. Like,
so, okay,
fuck the performance.
Case
we got to go out.
Information.
We got to go party. You know what I'm saying?
For free, okay.
We got to go party for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the only time. But it got to be a club that's lit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not no bullshit club. Tomorrow I got tape. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Okay.
I don't even like the club.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking.
We call girls vibes now, by the way.
Vibes.
Well, that's what they
find shit now, and now it's new. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know vibes.
Vibes. Yeah, you can call them anything. Just like y'all call us anything.
We don't call y'all anything.
I guess anymore, right? Oh, come here, Hope.
I call people Hope. No, I'm just joking. Don't you dare. No, my bad. I just wanted to ask. I never heard vibes before.
Yeah, the vibes. Okay.
Yeah, we got vibes.
Well,
you in the streets, so I know.
Yes,
you know
all
that.
The time.
Seen them last night.
The reason why I'm asking, because I feel here, there are DJs that charge less money because they want to be in big rooms. And I've never been that DJ that valued being in a bigger room than my integrity of paying me for my craft.
Yeah.
And sometimes
but that
I get
the game up though too.
For I life. Agree. Yeah. You know, and sometimes that deemed me as like the hood DJ sometimes or certain things like that because I'm not going to be in those industry rooms getting paid a cheap amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Also, New York DJs, we do get paid more than the average price of across the country. Mm. I've heard what Atlanta DJs get paid, and I said, this is retarded.
That shit crazy.
There's no way in hell, you know.
That's why it's key to attach yourself to an artist.
Yes, I was like, what? And, you know, they tell me all the time, nobody, they said the biggest DJs don't get paid. And I'm like, huh? You know, which is.
Cause we got a lot of clubs.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Every night. yeah, for sure.
I'd rather do it for free. So similar to like, I'm just, yo, know, just come, I'll do it for free. Yeah, you know, just for the promotion part. So that's why I was just asking. And again, it helps me with arguments. And I think that sometimes people don't have those conversations because an artist, you know, now I have a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I ask artists to come through to my restaurant or influencers. Yeah. And it's like an up in the air thing because sometimes I think they feel like they want to get paid. Mm-hmm. But I feel like and anytime someone does a favor or anything for, it's like favor for favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
and
sure.
I think sometimes people look past the benefits that they can get because it's all about money.
Yeah, yeah. They got to be traded value, though.
And those people don't value relationships. And I think we don't talk about that enough. Relationships are very important. Absolutely. The relationship can get you to the money.
Yeah, I said in an interview earlier, I said I don't chase the money, I chase the energy. Like, in the, you know what I'm saying? You got to just find the value. Like, if you're feeling used, of course, don't do the shit. Mm-hmm. But you're like, okay, cool. If I go here, I know I'm going to meet this person. Cool. That might be way more valuable than asking for this.
Somebody pay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But everybody don't think like that. We live in a generation of niggas they want the bag.
Well, saying that, you can't come to my restaurant.
Would you like a salmon plate, brother?
What's the name of your restaurant?
It's called Seco.
Seco?
Yeah.
While I'm here,
it's 100% a vibe.
Actually, one of our sponsors. If you're in Astoria, Queens, you want some good seafood.
Yes, 2579 Steinway. I will say on camera, I did primarily get the idea of doing that by going to Atlanta. Mm. Again, I have a lot of partners. I said the right partners.
Yeah.
I have a lot of partners. You know what I'm saying? My partner.
Yeah.
I had a lot of partners. Come to you know I go to Atlanta and I saw like you know I didn't think that we had those type of vibes when I say that I think it's everywhere there where you can eat have a DJ but it's not a club but it's like the midway it's not a lounge neither it's the midway to a restaurant and a club
we got too many of those
we don't have that in New York
you popped it off
so you know what I'm saying
because you can eat salmon at 3 a.m. with a hookah and sit in the corner and look pretty and not do
with
nothing
a DJ,
but be in the mix
you know what I'm saying and it's not you know it's not a club but it's like the midway point
for sure.
And I've learned that you know going there and so now that's what I have now and I have a lot of artists come. I've never had big issues, mostly with the younger artists. Mm-hmm. Older artists, like, all right, come on, I come, blah, blah, blah. You know, because again, the value of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Most of the times it's an artist that might be under 25.
Yeah.
And they think it's just all about, money. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all
that's
right.
That's how I was thinking when I was under 25.
You know, I said, you won't be around next year.
But they don't know that, though. They don't know that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, learn.
You got to bump your head a couple of times to understand what relationships really mean.
So yes, I do have that. I just wanted to put that in it. 2579 Steinway.
Plug to my boy shit, man.
Yeah, so I wound up doing that. And I don't know if there's anything that you want to get the people to
know.
Well,
when does your tour start?
Can't tell that yet.
Why?
It's a secret.
A secret?
It's all a part of the rollout.
Putting it together.
You got it's already. It's
okay. Ready. So that's a secret. So what else do you. Well, first of all, I just want to give you your flowers for your perseverance because I think that, you know, especially like I'm on my indie grind, like I know how it's hard.
Yeah.
And you. It's easy to get sidetracked and
for
give
sure.
up and be like, fuck it, like this
for
ain't.
Sure.
So the fact that you're still going at it and you've learned how to invest your own money, now you have your distribution deal, like, you know, you persevered and you kept your eye on the prize, so I just want to give you your credit for that, because that's not easy. It's hard. It ain't easy
at all, but
and
we
people
did
will
it.
Tell you, what are you doing?
They're trying to
shit on your dream. It's up to you to keep it alive, you know?
That's a fucking fact. But yeah, my fans know me, man. They know how I kick it. You know, it's me, Float. Built different out right now. Stay tuned, what's next? They know.
You bought those boots in New York?
Yeah, I've been had these.
I was like, oh, he came with construction. drugs.
I've been hit these.
So very important. You have the right ones on. Okay. There are wrong ones.
Like the black and red ones.
No, let me say those are wrong too. But let me explain to you. I don't know if they tight. Pause. If they tight, right? So let's take them off. One boot. So I just want to explain to you because what happens is out-of-towners don't understand about the Timberland culture in New York City.
Okay, talk to me.
So these are the good ones to have.
Yeah, what's up?
Because it has a double sole.
Okay.
Right? There are Timberlands that's called the Butters.
The Butters, I know Butters.
Do not get the Butters. You heard what I said to you? Don't ever let someone catch you with the Timberland Butters.
I'm up on fashion. I know what's going on.
Okay, but I'm just in case, because I've seen a lot of ATLians, Memphis guys and stuff, with the Butters.
With the Butters on?
You do not get the Butters. Don't come to New York with the Butters.
My partner from New York, he live in Atlanta, he call them Wheat Thins.
Okay, yeah, don't get those neither.
Wheat Thins.
Yeah, don't get those. So these are the official tissue ones to get.
Yeah,
okay?
For sure.
These are good. These are the double sole.
Double sole
Timberlands, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so your fashion check is correct. All right.
Don't play with him.
All right. Don't play with him. Right?
Don't play with him, man.
Thank you for coming through,
Appreciate
too, man.
Appreciate y'all, right. Man.
Love, hope you had some fun in my apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Chill about, right. Man. We ain't even crack that open. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I told you get him a cup, man.
No, I'm straight.
Oh, you said
I'm
you
didn't want it. No, I'm good. I'm
okay.
You want to take a shot real quick before you head out?
Fuck it. Let's end
all right,
it off.
Let's do it.
All right. Apartment 5H, baby.